video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, has assured that red and white cooperatives are being set up in Papua to reduce price disparities, which are significantly high in the province. Representatives from Papua Provincial Government and Papua Mountains, Central Papua and South Papua joined the event on expediting deliberation at the village sub-district level on the formation of village sub-district KMPs. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto informed that lecturers teaching at universities located in the underdeveloped frontier and outermost areas are being prioritized for doctoral scholarship. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selalu sama
kau aku Indonesia.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sempurna dia, yeah. Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Family is the most precious treasure, they said in a not-so-old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family stay the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said that unfortunately there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, and stress. And on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with mom because the parents, they're working every day, they arrive in home at night, and the children already sleep in the morning. The parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call, this is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
You can listen more to this on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa yang telah usang, kan ku telah disibuk. bisa.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dusta bakal di budaya.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Galuhung punya tiga pendirian ialah satu, galuhung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, galuhung tempat galuhung.
Galuhung has three foundations. Galuhung. First, galuhung is a place for fighting. Maksudnya, in Sundanese language, galuhung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's galuhung herin ku tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadek, Tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadek Tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung herin kutangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater, the local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Jadi ya, dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam.
Pertama pengolahannya
The tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management, which I know, was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex disaster, which now becomes Crater Lake. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village, if not mistaken, by village Community Resilience Institute, and it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited, especially for mountain tourism lovers. About tourist visit so far, Ibu Oem, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, hari raya Idul Fitri.
On a certain day, at Al-Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, France, who often comes here. If in Indonesia it is dry season, the friend certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja. To get the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exhausting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has inauguration monument. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people paced on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lake. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But, in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofyan explained as follows.
awalnya kan yang nanam tuh istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier someone checked and tried to put the fish into the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, pet fish. Usually Sundanese people farm pet fish, cork, pamfret, and also gurame. Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran. Makanya
about city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Engkau yang selalu ada di hayatku. Semoga kau mendengar lagu ini yang ku cipta untukmu. Oh kasihku, ini laguku hanya untuk dirimu. Tanda cintaku padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
It was the sound of Gendang, traditional drum or Hadra musical instrument in the language of Tidung tribe in Nunukan Regency, as the accompaniment of Pupuran procession for future bridegroom. Senior figure of Tidung tribe.
Gemerlap pesta kota, seolah kita flamenco mengalun jiwa. Ku duduk terhanyut nuansa di sudut semarak plaza Catalonia. Galas pasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya quiere, usted baila conmigo. Quiere darme su dirección, señorita. Ku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como si pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh kata. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal di jantung Barcelona. Peluklah diriku mesra dalam cinta sebagai pengikat rindu. Akan ku kenang selalu cintaku di Barcelona. Yeah. Lo siento mucho señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati tak terpadu satu janji. Oh, usahkan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Hidupku bersamamu, kecuplah diriku kasih. Rasa semakin gelisah, melupakan fajar tiba. Yeah.
pergi. Tapi ku berjanji diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal. Si jantung Barcelona peluklah diriku mesra.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya. Gak tahu gimana menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan, berdampingan tidak buru-buru, gandeng tangan. Aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itulah bahagia. Cara hidup berpasangan, kau memang dari planet-planet yang lain. Ku yakin dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku.
ada di dekatnya. Saat ku sendiri, ku bayangkan dia datang padaku dengan cinta. Di keramaian, ku merasa sepi saat tak ada dirinya. Tiba-tiba
VOI listeners, we are at the end of the morning session of Indonesia today. And of course, I'll be meeting you guys and accompanying you guys again on Thursday. But for now, my colleague Steve will be continuing the afternoon session. If you want to still get in touch with us, please make sure to contact us on our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp +62 821 238 1230, +62 821 238 1230, and also make sure to stay tuned on our online streaming, voinews.id, and our app, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. That's all from me for today. I'm Unika checking out. Please make sure to stay hydrated. Drink your water. Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow and you will glow.
Just like the moonbeam up in the sky tonight. Never mind troubles that may have come.
Just go along with the tunes that Ben are playing.
But let's go and dance. Let's do a tango or a mambo jumbo, I don't care.
Hello dear, what can I do for you?
Will you go and swing along tonight? Just take a step and they'll do the rest. Just let it flow.